Good morning. It is June 10th, 2012. The time is 6:27 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York on a Sunday morning where I'm getting ready for work. I'm out in my backyard on the back portion of the property line looking out at the cornfield that has been planted for the season. And it looks like up there there's already somebody up on the golf course. I live near a golf course. I've got a bird's eye view of it within less than a minute. I don't play the game. And I think the last time I went golfing was probably several years back. But I live right next to a very nice golf course, 18 holes. And it looks like somebody is up there golfing, or else that's the groundskeeper. They're getting the fairways prepped. But my audible is about the Boston Celtics. I stayed up late last night watching them, hoping to win Game 7 to go to the finals. But it was not to be. And I would have to say the better team did win. I am a Boston Celtic fan, sort of hoping for the Leprechaun to appear and maybe have a win for the Celtic team. And it did not happen. They played good, but Miami just played better. Game 6 was an awesome game the other night where LeBron James just played his heart out to tie the series. So my hat's off to the Miami Heat. It's a short season, but I think it was a good season because I'm not normally that engaged in the basketball season. And at the beginning of this one, there was a question whether there was going to be one or not, but they did have a shortened season, but it was, I think it was quality play. I did catch quite a few games of my Boston Celtics, which I haven't seen in years past, but they were playing some good ball. And there's, like they say, at the end of any season, there's always next year. Will I be watching the NBA Finals? I may be keeping tabs on it because the Miami Heat are going against a fairly brand new team, the Oklahoma Thunder, who beat the San Antonio Spurs, which tells me that they have some people that can play on that team. I've never seen them play, so I'll probably catch a couple of the games and see how that series goes. But I was up late last night, and I did not fall asleep. Last night's game, or the game... Game 6 the other night, so it was good watching some sports on the TV, something I don't normally do, but I did enjoy watching it. So look forward to the Celtic team. Hopefully they can stay together. I guess there's a few people, players that are free agents this year, so it'll be interesting to see what they do team-wise, because I do like them. I've liked them for many years. Ever since, I think more so when back in the early 80s, I was stationed up there at an Air Force base outside Boston, and Larry Bird was just coming to the team as a rookie. So I really, really enjoyed the Celtics back then, because that was a real heyday for them with the likes of Larry Bird, Parrish, and the likes. Some very good players there. That's back in the era of Magic Johnson with the L.A. Lakers. So it was always the Celtics and Lakers. And it was, for me, a golden age of basketball. But I'm getting my day started here. I hope you all have a good Sunday. Enjoy. Have fun. And we'll be talking to you later. You all be fire safe. Be fire wise. Learn not to burn. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.